Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Shift with CJ. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic: how you can leverage dopamine to overcome procrastination and optimize your effort. Buckle up, we will be exploring the nitty-gritty of how dopamine influences motivation and drive. So let's kick things off with a bit of a primer. Dopamine, that wonderful neuromodulator, is released in our brain during various activities. It's not just when we achieve something, but even when we're just anticipating it. Imagine chasing after your goals. That's your dopamine system at work getting a head start. The prefrontal cortex, this incredible part of our brain, is involved in context setting, craving, and the pursuit of our ambitions. It's connected to our dopamine system, making it a vital player in our motivation. Think of it as the director behind the scenes, steering your actions and movements towards what you desire. Now, let's talk about something called reward prediction error. This is a fancy way of saying that our dopamine levels rise when we're on the path to achieving something, but drop below baseline if we miss the mark. Understanding this can be a game changer in battling procrastination and boosting our motivation. Here's a practical nugget for you. Cues indicating progress towards your goals can actually spike dopamine levels. That's right. Little signals of progress along the way help keep you motivated, driving you forward. Speaking of motivation, let's touch on something fascinating. For both kids and adults, activities we genuinely enjoy increase our dopamine levels. And guess what? If you start getting rewards for these activities, your experience becomes even more enjoyable. But there's a twist. Stop the rewards and you'll notice a drop in the time you spend on those activities. This response to reward prediction error isn't just limited to certain cultures or people. Across the board, the amplitude of these dopamine peaks can vary based on the reward given. Now, here's a word of caution. Mixing enjoyable activities with dopamine-releasing substances like caffeine can amplify those experiences, but may also lead to energy crashes and a diminished zest for those very activities over time. So, what's the workaround? Moderation. Adjusting the intake of these compounds helped our many people regain the thrill and satisfaction they originally had. Our brain's dopamine release dynamics are pretty intricate. Baseline levels of dopamine dictate our motivation and pursuit of goals. Environmental cues can signal potential rewards, leading to dopamine peaks. But remember, after those peaks, there's a drop below the baseline, which propels us into a loop of desire and pursuit. Avoiding extremes, especially regarding drugs like cocaine, is crucial. Cocaine causes rapid and significant dopamine increases, leading to steep drops and creating a vicious cycle in addiction. But let's pivot to something actionable. Engaging in daily foundational activities that everyone should prioritize, regardless of their baseline dopamine levels, helps maintain motivation. Things like cold exposure early in the day can significantly bump up your dopamine levels, helping you stay motivated for hours. Tools like L-tyrosine can also be a fantastic option for long-lasting dopamine increases. Just be cautious about mixing it with stimulants to avoid crashes. Now, overcoming procrastination, it's something we all struggle with at some point. Procrastinators often delay tasks until the last minute, creating a pseudo-panic to complete them. But there's a strategy to combat this, making an effort more painful or challenging than the procrastination itself. Whether it's a cold shower or an intense workout, these activities can steepen the dopamine trough quickly, bringing you back to your baseline and propelling you into action. Remember, intrinsic motivation is key. Stacking too many dopamine peak-inducing behaviors can lead to burnout. Finding joy in the effort process itself is the holy grail of motivation. And before we wrap up, if you're fascinated by dopamine and its role in addiction, check out the book Dopamine Nation by Dr. Anna Lemke. It's packed with insights into how dopamine influences not just drug addiction, but various types of addictive behaviors. So that's a wrap for today. If you enjoyed this deep dive into dopamine dynamics, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and check out our newsletter for more tips and toolkits. Thanks for tuning in to Shift with CJ. Until next time, keep leveraging your dopamine and stay motivated.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.